Our next presentation, Navigated Care, Increasing Access to Healthcare and Integrated Wellness Programs, is Eric Ulrich. And flip over my page here. Derek has been working as Men's Health Program Coordinator for the Men's Health League at the Cambridge Public Health Department since September 2011. In his position, he oversees the Fit for Life program, which is geared for men who are at high risk for cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and stroke, as well as the Navigated Care program, connecting men to the healthcare system by helping them get health insurance and primary care. Please help me welcome Derek.
Good afternoon. My name is Derek Ulrich, and I just have two disclaimers. I biked here today, so my hands are frozen right now. So if I trickle through this presentation, it's only because my index finger's done. Also, I'm extremely sleep deprived because I have a newborn baby boy, so if I pause, it's because of that. And just before I start, I have no financial relationships to disclose. I'm going to take you in this outline in a pattern, kind of have you out, bring you in, bring you back out, and then bring you back in when I talk about Navigated Care. So it'll be pretty interesting. You might have heard before about Cambridge Health Alliance through Lisa's presentation, and I wanted to show you the main hospital settings that CHA, as we are known, there's also another CHA, in Cambridge too, that where we kind of operate. We have, they're all spread out. Cambridge and Somerville are pretty close to each other, but Whitton is in another area known as Everett, which you might have seen on Lisa's map before. But that is the gist of where we want guys to think about. You want to get care. So the Cambridge Public Health Department is within Cambridge Health Alliance. Our main goal, like probably many other health departments, is to improve the quality of life of our patients and clients. And this is our health center right here, which is nestled in the very interesting city of Cambridge. I'm not sure how many of you know about Cambridge. I'm a transplant myself. I am from the D.C. area, but I find Cambridge is a very, very interesting city. It is a tale of two cities. It's pretty small. It's like 7 square miles. I have about 105,000 plus, 106,000 people who live in the city, and it's extremely densely populated. I don't know about you, but when I first heard of Cambridge, I thought about Harvard and MIT. That was it. Just, I know people live there, but Harvard and MIT were the main things. However, in between Harvard and MIT, if you look at a little map, MIT is around the right side of Cambridge, and Harvard is right with red meets the yellow. So in between there is where we're located in terms of the public health department. And right by us in our neighborhood is really where I want to say folks who are more impoverished live. And on the outskirts, well, not the outskirts, but right next door, just a 5-minute walk away, you can definitely see houses that are 1.2 million. You may not think they're 1.2 million, coming from where I live, 1.2 million looks really, really, really big. These are probably really, really smaller. But I just want to give you that impression so you know where we get our men from that we work with. So the Men's Health League is what our Navigated Care program is nestled in. And as you see, these are our three of our programs that we have. We're obviously talking about Navigated Care. And we do make it a purpose to market this way, to have these gentlemen, we don't know them, I've never met them, but just to have them on the face, because as you might have heard before, many men of color, those who have a lower socioeconomic status, they're less inclined to go to the doctor, they're less inclined to go to the hospital, and they're more inclined to just live with a chronic condition. So objectives of our MHL, our Men's Health League is one, to just engage men in our programs, engage behavior change. And two is to really help them become leaders. We have a men's health team, which helps guys become leaders by really they can attend community health events that we have around the city, as well as simply just telling someone, telling a friend or a family member is a form of leadership. Some stats, just on this background here, we're pretty diverse in who we get. As you can see, most of our men are African American. We are also proud, too, that we can reach other men who may have issues with getting navigated through the healthcare system. I like this slide here because it shows the vast age range from 18 to 60 and older. To tell you the truth, I only met, or not met, but dealt with a few guys who are older than 60 that have come into the Navigated Care Program. But most of them are between that 30 to 60 range where health is a real big issue. You think, maybe 18, your mom and dad can say, hey, get insurance. When you're 16 or older, you're kind of set in your ways. But that 30 to 59, very interesting. Guys, life happens. Guys may have been incarcerated and just come out. Guys may have experienced homelessness during this age range too, which I've definitely seen. So, just so you know, I know these numbers don't add up. I squared them, square rooted it, all that stuff, added it up. But that's only because we give guys access. That's the point of Navigated Care with the Men's Health League. We give guys access to our programs. So this is data from before I was hired, but it's very good data as well. So my background, health insurance, going to the doctor, it was new. My background is in personal training, so my skill sets are in coaching. So there is a huge coaching aspect to navigating a man through the healthcare system. You can have, all the stats that you want, but if you can just make a guy trust you and get some type of relationship with him, he is more inclined to call you up, to email you, and say, what do I do next? Where do I go next? Or I'm gonna open that envelope and go to the doctor. So our referrals with Navigated Care mainly come from within our programs. So it's good to have not just one program, but several, so we can tell guys, hey, do you have a doctor? It's like, no. Okay, let's find you a doctor. Enter our program. Do you have insurance? No. All right, you can take care of that here. So if you go back when I introduced you to Cambridge, it's such a compacted city that if someone has to go to another part of the city to do something, they're right there already. It's so close. And like I said, I biked here. You can bike around that city and walk. It's a top walking and biking city in the U.S., so it's very fast to get around. And we have other ways to refer that we get our men from, top two being primary care providers as well as our other programs. As a patient navigator, my job is, like I said before, really to just develop trust with guys. I see guys going home. I can honestly say I've seen five guys in our program at one night and said, hey, Derek, how you doing? Like, hey, I'll see you tomorrow for our appointment. And I think that is very unique. I haven't traveled to all the cities in the U.S., so there may be another city that is like that. But I do like the aspect of helping guys navigate through the healthcare system, okay, getting them a doctor, and coordinating both those cares. So coordinating the healthcare aspect along with the primary care aspect. And if a guy, but not all guys have chronic conditions, then it will help them to, see the appropriate specialists. So I've come up with two fictional men, but these are pretty real scenarios. This is Dan and Mike, and I just the ages of them have nothing really to. It's not totally significant, but this does happen. So Dan's 55, and he needs both a doctor and insurance. Typically, someone like Dan would call me, and I'd have him come in and meet face to face. We'd fill out our mass health form, and then I do a follow-up call saying your insurance should be there in a month. Typically it's 3 weeks, but I say 4 weeks to be safe. Now, if information's missing, if more information is needed to get health insurance, the guy will call back and say, hey, this is missing. I'll say, okay, come back in. That's Dan. So there's a lot of persistence. There's a sense of urgency that is met, and we've developed a good communication tool as well as trust. I like those type of guys. I like them all, but those type of guys are very easy to work with. Mike is a typical guy who may come in or not. He may come in because he needs insurance. So, hey, I call him. He comes in. Let's say Mike forgot to bring his Social Security card or his ID. I'll follow up, Mike, I need your Social Security card so we can get your insurance. No call back. Call him again. Call him again. We have to call 5 and 6 times. 6 months may go by. Still have to call him. Finally, Mike may just walk in. Hey, I'm here. You know, next thing you know, it's 2013 and the Sox won the World Series again. And I was just like, where were you last year? So, this has happened. So, with this, there's a lack of urgency. There's persistence on the navigator's end, on my end. But I really want Mike to have persistence in getting healthcare and even a doctor if he needs it. So there's a little bit of a communication lapse. Now, the thing is, guys just do bounce in. They just come to the office. I don't know if they're there. I could be, get sick as much. I could be sick, say, and they're there. It's like, oh, Mike came by. Like, oh, I'm not there right now. But I'd like to take someone like Mike, take someone like Dan through this process here. So if they come in and a guy needs insurance or needs a health provider, they are given a pre-screen. So we can use their data, evaluate their data as you saw before, and it really gives them the best provider care they can get. We also give them a little way to make their first appointment with their doctor more satisfactory. So I tell them how to talk to their doctor, give them a sheet and a packet that they can walk away with, so they know, what they're getting into. It's not about picking and poking and prodding. It's like, doc, what's going on with my health? You know, what should I do? I even had a gentleman ask me to be in the room during his appointment, which I felt that was a big privilege, but he felt so much more comfortable with this entire appointment. So these guys, they might, see a flyer of ours, which is this one in the on the top on the upper right, and we connect them. We're connecting them to care. We have plenty of partnerships around the city, the YMCA, which is a big one. Just had 2 conferences the other week, and the YMCA came up in everyone's presentation. We also have a big partnership, in our own work, in our own industry, within CHA, Cambridge Health Alliance, as well as in our own building in the Windsor Street Health Center that I showed you in, I think, slide 3 or 4. So we get their data, and even before that, we're giving them tools to work with. Once you establish that trust, really give them tools that a guy needs. So Dr. Finder's a way. It's something that we have within Cambridge Health Alliance, where a guy basically says, I need a doctor. I can say, call this number. They can call it, literally say, I need a doctor, and they're hooked with a doctor. I've been in the room when that happened. They came in at 12 noon, came out 12:30 with a doctor. No doctor at 12 noon, 12:30, they have a doc. And an appointment, too. So I didn't do this data, but I love these numbers. I like the after navigated care numbers, the 100%. That's extremely significant that everyone had a doctor after being in the navigated care program. And if you look, all the other numbers are fairly high, which means, you know, guys are getting exams, guys know their blood pressure, they know their PSA counts. They tell me, you know, obviously everything's confidential, but I get very elated when I hear a guy say, hey, my blood pressure is 120 over 80, really? Like, you know, that's normal. Or even better yet, if it's hypertensive and they are stage 3 hypertensive and they're now stage 1, that's magnificent. That's progress. So they're feeling better about their health, and they're able to even talk about it. Same deal with this slide as well. A really high number and 100% learn more about their health conditions. That's a main thing in navigated care. If a guy just knows about, you know, what he's experiencing, if he knows he has high blood pressure and the whole just rundown of where high blood pressure, what high blood pressure leads to, what it's correlated with, is very important. Then they can take precautions to decrease that. Guys feel more improved about their physical health. So I know that as a nation, there's, I think it's like 53.9% of the men in the nation participate in fitness and health. So that is significant that our men, most of them feel more improved about their physical health. And here's some testimonials just to show you what men have said about the program. They do think it's awesome, but mainly some key words here, comfortable and control. So it's good to get the guy comfortable with what his health is and where it's going. It's the how and it's the why, as well as the control part. Like, can he control it? Does he need his hand held? Probably. Most likely he needs someone like myself or other patient navigators to tell him what to do next. So it's more than just eating right. It's like, look, you're dizzy, go to the doctor. There is a lot of hand-holding. There's a lot of guidance. So just to conclude, it's very important to pick a navigator who can recruit, as well as it's important to recruit a good navigator. Someone with skill sets. I've met a few others that seem very knowledgeable. Someone who knows their population. Someone who knows the city that they're in or town that they're in. I have the pleasure of just being able to live not that far away from work now. And being from the D.C. area, if you've been down there, that was impossible. To get to and from work to home in 5 minutes on a bike. Good luck with that if you know anyone down there. I've never lived this close to work. So I thank anyone in the room. Thank you for hiring me. But I really take that to heart. That actually makes work better. Establish goals for your man or whoever you're working with. But in our terms, establish goals for gentlemen. Help him meet that criteria. Help him meet those goals. Talk to him. Know what's going on in his life. And also communicate and follow up. So a lot of our guys don't have email, believe it or not. Some may not have cell phones. In this day and age, I would say if it's legal for where you are, use phones, emails, even social media. You probably would be surprised who gets back to you and how they get back to you once you follow up. Just thank you to the following people, especially the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, and my supervisors on here, as well as his, as well as Stacy's. Thank you very much. Yes.
So what
Oh, good. Most challenging, I would have to honestly say, is the communication part. When guys don't get back, because then I'm chasing someone, and you know, with all the other aspects of work, I have to put that guy to the side now and get something else done, but still think about what that gentleman's doing. So when they do pop in, like I had mentioned, I actually like that. It's like, oh, I can get you out of the way. But I have to keep going back to you, going over here, going back to them, because they don't get back to me. That's very difficult.
So are there particular strategies that have worked well for you and keeping them engaged over time?
There have been. To be persistent, to keep on calling. I know I do keep a huge spreadsheet of everyone's contact, so I just may go in one day and say, hey, let's call Mike. Let's call him and see what he's doing. If his numbers change, and that's extremely, that makes it more difficult. But I think there's probably some luck when guys, if someone changed their number, they come in and tell me if that's happened before. I'm like, oh, wow, thank you. So then I document that. I don't know if that answer your question, but. That's a good question. To date, haven't had anyone with transportation issues yet, which is good because they all can walk or take the train. But in instance, I have gone to say the Y to meet someone, which just in customer service, as I look at it, it's like, okay, I'll meet you at this spot. For one guy, actually, he lives not that far from. The public health department, I actually met him at his place because he had to do something. I had to do something. I said, let's not wait a day. Let me come down there right now. And he's been one of the most persistent guys ever. He called me the other day with insurance. I've been working with him for a bit now. No, both. They are single guys, but we have a lot of guys who know each other. They know each other really well, or they at least they'll tell someone. But we have a lot of guys who tell their friends, their father, their son, or even their uncle. Both. Both, yes, both. It's a pinnacle and a. That's a good question. As far as keeping them in the program, filling it out, I haven't witnessed anything that has gotten in the way. You know, it's voluntary. So some guys, only a couple have said they wouldn't want to fill it out because it's voluntary. But other than that, no one's really had a huge issue with it. And we also try to make the questions so it targets our population really, really well. It can be. I say that just because people may be in a hurry. May be in a hurry. So I say, you know, come on in. Always make it convenient for the guy because you never know what they're dealing with. I like to ask them that question. I really do. Like, you know, how you feeling? Guys will, they'll tell you too. They will not beat around the bush. They will tell me how they're feeling. Like, oh man, like, you know, I'm looking for work. I'm feeling down. I just lost my job. I just got fired or something. So I don't know the numbers, but that tells me how they are emotionally. So I can emulate them and mimic them when I'm talking to them. Question.
Really glad that your boss hired me. I was wondering.
to help generate it?
Two on my wish list.
Two on my wish list. Oh, wow, this is good. I think one, to make it even more of a program. Two, I love that. To get them in as a group, to get guys in as a whole group and talking. I ran across an article about how with the new, how healthcare is well, getting newer now. How group doctor visits could work, could be better. I would love that. Also to bring maybe more specialists in, just to instill that trust with guys as they go to the doctor. Those are the main two. Question. Good question. Actually, the guy I mentioned who I went to his appointment, he kind of felt uncomfortable with the doctor, but that doctor knows our programs really well. So it's kind of like, are you talking about the same doc? And when I went up there, it was like there was nothing out the ordinary, and I kind of thought like maybe it was just him, maybe he just had an issue, maybe he wasn't telling the entire truth. But our doctors within CHA, the ones I've met, they're all pretty good. So if someone wants to change a doctor, they can. But try to tell them, like, you know, try to know what is, you know, what's the true issue. I haven't run into anything drastic. Just that one episode when I was asked to visit the appointment. Yes. Oh, that's a good question. Because I look up the average. Well, we have a little clicker, I think. I look up the average time. I'm sorry, that's something else. The average time before we got hired, it was like 24 days between seeing a navigator, bless his soul, he's passed now, but to the first appointment. Now it's. To have someone come in who he got an appointment almost right away. It was like the next week. It was just very surprising. Guys now, same range. They might still wait like a month or so. In the heavy areas, like the fall, students are coming back. The fall just seems like a really hectic schedule, hectic part of the year. You're going to wait longer. There were instances where a guy needed to meet with someone right away, which actually is one of my hardest things to work with. Is when someone needs urgent care and they either have not put in their health insurance or they just did the day before or that morning and they don't want to pay for the appointment, but they can't backtrack the payment. I'm like, oh, this is difficult. I have to find them the doctor and make sure they can get, if they're in pain, make sure they can get that appointment right away. Does that answer your question? Okay. Oh, I haven't run across that. Actually, I haven't run across that.